Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a second day of the Holy Trinity, our day, which is called the Holy Spirit's Day. And today we heard the gospel that's always read in this day, which is the Lord giving a parable, that there was a pastor, he had 100 sheep, and one of the sheep strayed away and got lost, and so the pastor leaves the 99 sheep and goes out looking for that sheep, and when he finds the sheep, he puts it on his shoulder and brings it to the flock, and is rejoicing over that lost sheep that was found, more than he was rejoicing about all the 99 that weren't lost. And this is a true pastor, of course. It is himself, it's the Lord. He describes himself that this is what he does. He goes after the lost sheep. He wants everybody to be coming in, to be a part of his flock, and to be in the kingdom of heaven. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. And of course, we also heard in today's gospel, when the Lord gives us an example, if your brother transgresses against you, you go and talk to him, and you talk to him, and if you can't get him to see your way, then you go and take a witness, and one or two, and with the words of the witness, you try to bring him to come to the truth. Now, if he still doesn't accept that, then take him to the Holy Church, and the church talks to him and tries to get him to the right road, and he still will not listen. Then let him be to you as a publican and a foreigner. My beloved, what is the Lord trying to tell us about that? Well, of course, that we have to go after those who have been lost, or who have strayed away from the Lord and from the church. We have to go after them. And how can we go after them today? Today is a terrible times. It's a times that St. Apostle Paul had said, and this is a times when he said that the children will not listen to their parents. And that means that people won't listen to the elders, they won't listen to their pastors, to the archpastors, and so on. Because everybody has been taken over by the terrible pride, and the pride that caused Satan to become. He used to be a Denitza, he used to be a head of all the angels and archangels. And one day he just felt that, oh, he controls all the heavenly hosts, and he don't need God. He's going to make his own throne, and he's going to rule everybody by himself because he doesn't need God. Well, that's the pride. And that's the pride that cast him away from the Lord's presence. And this is what's causing us. This is what's causing us to stray away from love of the Lord. And because if we had love, we couldn't disobey the Lord, because it takes the love to obey your parents, your older and brothers and sisters, and your pastors, and your preachers, and of course the archpastors, and so on. If we have the love and we don't, the pride hasn't overtaken us, we could do it. But if the pride hasn't overtaken us, then we're in big trouble. Then we think, oh, I'm my own boss, I can do whatever I want, and I know better than anybody else knows, because I am it. And of course, then you judge right and left everybody, not only your brothers, but you're judging your elders, you're judging your priests, your bishops, and your church, and you stray away, and you go on your own life, and the devil actually starts to control you, for you to look only for the life here on this earth, and not for the kingdom of heaven, and to forget about God's existence. And if he reminds you, if you remind yourself about God, you say, God is not your friend. He doesn't do what you want. And causes you to turn on God, just like the filthy scum did. He doesn't have any love for God, only fear. Because he knows that God is almighty and that he has cast him away from his sight, because when God's love embraces him, he is suffering, and just like if somebody hates us, and we know, or we hate, no, if somebody hates us, if we hate somebody, and then somebody wants to come and hug us, oh, we feel so bad about it. We don't want his hugs. We are being, even instead of feeling any good thing about it, about their hugs, we feel aversion. We hate that. Well, this is what's happening in the world, that those people who stopped loving God, and when God tries to embrace them, and they are suffering, they don't want it because they don't want it, and they start to become more and more in common. They start to become more and more in common with the evil spirits instead of with the angels, and instead of with the holy saints. My beloved, we have to make sure that we fight our pride and our selfishness, through which we are causing them to judge people, to get angry, to hate, and then to start to blame everybody and everything for our miseries, and not know that miseries comes from the demons, in which we are allowing to them to control us through our sins. We have to learn to love God, and the only true way we can do that, if we accept the Holy Spirit that came upon the disciples, there has also been given us the gifts of the Holy Spirit after our baptism when we were chrismated. My beloved, we have to try to remember that, and we have to know that without the grace of the Holy Spirit, we cannot stand. We have no life without God. God is giving, the giver of life, and his sustainer of our life. And yet we turn on him. By not acknowledging him, we turn on him. And of course, we become miserable creatures. We go around swooped and angry many times at our loved ones. Of course, we won't have any loved ones, because the only one we love is ourselves, and not the real self, not the eternal self, our soul, but only our body. We love our body and take care of the body, and that's all, and we're not interested in our soul. And yet the soul is the one that's going to be living eternity, and God will give him later on, at the time when he comes for the last judgment, he will resurrect everybody, and everybody is going to have a new body, but the kind of body that will not have any more sicknesses, nor sorrows, and will have eternal bliss, eternal happiness with the Lord and with the angels in the kingdom of heaven. And of course, in the kingdom of heaven, the place is so much beautiful than anything that you can imagine here in this world. Even if you go to the most beautiful gardens and you see the most beautiful flowers, it all will seem to be kind of gray compared to the beauty that is prepared in the kingdom of heaven. There's no way to describe the beauty that is in there. That's what the apostles say. My beloved, we have to start to believe that, and we have to believe that we are helpless without the grace of God, without God's Holy Spirit, by sustaining sustaining us and giving us life, and by praying with us and for us and giving us the true prayer, because without the Holy Spirit we cannot truly pray either. So but without humbling ourselves we cannot get the gifts of our God the Father, because He resists the proud and He gives His grace to the humble. So let's try to humble our heart and to be able to then embrace the Lord's Holy Spirit, through which we will be able to have salvation and be able to have love in our heart and engulf with our love everybody around us and be able to save our souls. Amen.